You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It's Dom time, playing for a pair of tickets to Weird Al Yankovic, July 19th, the 2025. That'll be coming up for Dom's Money and Melody. Really good prize. DJ gets in on the side question, which is rare, Dan. Usually he tries to get one that we use.
Well, you can't just he's going to call you.
All right. He's busy. No, he texted me. Saying, yes, the job that gets no respect is Nancy Pelosi's freezer holding all that expensive ice cream.
Yeah.
You go.
A lot of money to protect in
there. A lot of money. All right, so that's what we're looking for, a job that needs more respect because it's difficult. With Trump working the fryer, that's where we're going. We've been talking about the Brett Baer interview. Great stuff from Joe Concha. And Israel confirms the death of the Hamas leader who led the October 7th, the mastermind, if you can imagine. Netanyahu saying the evil has had a bad day. They're going to take out every one of these guys and more. The other thing that's out there today is this 52-page report took the Secret Service to task for specific problems leading up to the July 13th rally in Butler. And saying it's going to happen again. So this is more broadly. We talk about this all the time. What's happening societally? How many entities, institutions, call them what you will, do you still have tremendous faith in that they are the best and the brightest? You know, when Mike Waltz was on the other day, former Green Beret colonel, talking about the Green Berets, people like that, the SEALs, you know, society hasn't been able to mess up the Navy SEALs as far as I know. Their training, their capability, what they do. But it's rare at almost every level. And the Secret Service used to be, based on this, there's no mention in here, though. I'm reading, just kind of going through it, of what explains. So Dan, you're still maintaining that this is more than just sheer incompetency that we're dealing with here. I would concede, I still think, they're not conspiring to have Trump be killed. But I would concede it's more than incompetency. It's institutionally, we're not going to protect Trump. They almost resent gearing up to protect Trump, since he's not the president or the first lady, in the manner that the threat would demand. They resent it. They resented it. They're arrogant on top of it. They're incompetent. How do you see it after this report that's out now? They looked at this thoroughly.
Yeah, I got to delve into it because my conspiracy brain does need a lot of answers as to what went on there, Dom. And I don't know, like, you've sold me to a degree on this being such a gross incompetence of the Secret Service and not much else.
But, well, it's arrogance, too.
Yeah, yeah. I when you have this kind of gross incompetence, I feel like you... I don't know. I don't want to make allegations or anything,
shoot.
But like when you're this dumb, it sounds right. Like you're being told to be dumb.
Well, it's not this dumb. I mixed it in arrogance that they're determining they are not going to put the force in. Now, that's more conspiratorial. We are not going to put the force in necessary to protect this high risk of threat with Trump. That I would concede. I would say, here's the thing. Throughout this report, they're still lawyered up. We still have all these people that in one way, shape, or form are still connected with the Secret Service. Why are they not dragged before Congress, forced to testify, or be put in jail? I mean, they have the rights. If they want to say, I'm not going to testify, they're in contempt. That's the missing piece here. How in the world, if you're in the Secret Service in this situation, don't we have a right to know? By that, I mean grueling testimony over hours. Why is that not the case? So I hope that this is not the last report, Dan. This is allegedly bipartisan. The Kelly report of the actual Congress. What's taken so long? I mean, this plays into presidential politics. I want to hear from the people that were in charge that day. As American citizens, I want to hear in open testimony, you know, other than the parts they have to stop because there's something there that's a procedure. What in the world went on? I think if we hear it rather than just reading something, it gives it a higher level. And Dan, we might get to a point where they blurt out, like Jack Nicholson, yeah, I did order a code red. Yeah, we weren't going to protect him at that level. Why should we? It's not the protocol. Then we get into other stuff here. It still is shocking, though, you could be this bad to allow crooks to get on that roof. And you mean to say you still let Trump go on? And look at how we're blowing past this. It's almost like it never existed. It's recent history. All right, 855.
I was over here listening to some audio because NBC just released an interview with Kelly O'Donnell and Acting Director Ronald Rowe. About a 30-second clip here for you.
Okay, let's hear that.
Well,
thank you.
What I'm focused on now is making sure that I'm advocating for the men and women of the Secret Service that are out there doing the mission. And I'm trying to match the level of effort that they're doing right now to make sure that we are successful. And I'm pushing myself and those around me to make sure that we're having those conversations with key decision makers so that I can advocate for them. And everything is on the table, everything from pay reform, retirement reform, getting an authorization to ensure that our personnel are paid for every hour that they work. That is my focus right
now. Wait a minute here. Now, you and I are joined at the hip, and I think listeners are too, Dan. We want to pay these people more. We get it. But you talk about bad reform here. I don't care what they were being paid there. How did they let crooks up on the roof? Is this the time to be talking about, well, they're not paid enough? We need to get better pay? Is that his excuse? You know what the core of this is and what always sets me off, the lack of urgency. I want these people brought in, the person in charge. Don't tell me it's multiple people. That's a problem. There's always got to be one person responsible here. Bring him in. We want to hear him testify. Play that again for listeners, Dan. You agree? Put the context around it that you see.
I agree with you here. Let me see if I can get it for you. I just pulled up another clip, and that's giving me trouble here getting back to the other one. So
okay.
Let's play this one. This is he's speaking with Kelly O'Donnell about the state of the Secret Service and a highly critical report. Right, take a listen.
They are recommending a leadership change. Are you prepared for that?
Well, what I'm focused on right now is
same answer.
Sure
there you
I'm
go.
Advocating for the men and women of the Secret Service that are out there doing the mission. And I'm trying to match the level of effort that they're doing right now to make sure that we are successful. And I'm pushing myself and those around me to make sure that we're having those conversations with key decision makers so that I can advocate for them. And everything is on the table, everything from pay reform, retirement reform, getting an authorization to ensure that our personnel are paid for every hour that they work. That is my focus right now.
Well, why wasn't this done before? I mean, what the heck was going on here, Dan? So salaries seem to be low. Is he saying, well, that's why we're not getting the best and the brightest? How about Kelly O'Donnell? You know, you got your access here, right? She's part of this whole network. How about asking about DEI? How about asking about having to have women up there that were a lot shorter than Trump? How are you going to block a bullet if he's 6 inches taller than you? How about looking at some of those people? And in my estimation, Dan, they look out of shape. They certainly don't look like the Secret Service that I think. We've been through this before. And you know what it results? If you don't do these things, then you're open to conspiracies. They wanted Trump to get hit. And they were not putting the A-team in there. My God, the time that it takes. We should have had action reports within days after this. We should have had people grilled on this. I would argue that it's just, I think I can make the argument, Dan, that the second attempt was even worse. And they're patting themselves on the back that the guy didn't get the shot off. How in the world do you let this guy be in the weeds there for 12 hours? And you're not checking the outside after the first assassination? And the media just doesn't seem to agree with me in the questions that they're asking. I don't want to hear about raises now till we get to the bottom of the people that engaged in this. So, then you could talk about raises.
It's a weird prioritization that we've seen before, too, because remember, this is a guy that went head-to-head with Hawley, Don.
Right, yeah.
And he was saying that Secret Service are unfairly persecuted.
Yeah, is it not prima facie that somebody has failed? A former president was shot.
Sir, this could have been our Texas school book depository. I have lost sleep over that for the last 17 days, just like you have.
Fire somebody to hold
them accountable. I will tell you, Senator, that I will not rush to judgment, that people will be held accountable. And I will do so with integrity and not rush to judgment and put people unfairly persecuted.
Unfairly persecuted?
Unfairly,
we've got people
sir,
who are
we
dead.
Have to be able to have a proper investigation into this, Senator.
Now, look, I'm not the best person on this stuff, Dan, because my methodology maybe is over urgency. I would admit to that. I want it done yesterday. But my God, how many days has it been since then? And that prattling on that he did there with Hawley still goes on.
That was July 30th.
July 30th. You called me in Gettysburg. We were there in a bed and breakfast in Gettysburg after coming back from the tour. And I know you wouldn't call me in the middle of something like that. I'm thinking, oh, that's surprising. Dan wishing us well. Is he sending champagne to the bed and breakfast? Henry would. He would send flowers there.
Damn straight.
There you go. Absolutely. He's saying Trump was shot. I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah, I was at Fenway Park, and like, yeah. Just people around me were like, yo, you see this? And it's like, oh.
And then when we saw this incel.
I should be clear, though, that July 30th was the date of the back and forth with Hawley. July
15th.
Yeah.
Or was it 15th or 13th?
13th.
And how does this guy just allow to get up on the roof? And the people in charge of this have lawyered up. They're waiting till the heat's over from the election. Then they'll be back in there. The guy that runs it now, I think, is worse than the woman that was running it. Everyone can clearly see she was an incompetent. There was an issue there. If she had to be in there, DEI. This guy, though, charges in there. Now he wants to talk about more pay. No, we're not on the pay thing here, buddy, until we get to the bottom of exactly what happened here. And this plays out in the presidential politics. Look at how the media has gotten past Trump being shot once and almost shot again, and we vaguely, if never, hear about it. All right, we'll have the Money Melody coming up. Let's take a couple of people here. Hit us with that job that you think, like the fryer at McDonald's. What have we said is the over-under for how long Trump is actually going to be frying French fries? I'll set it at...
You already said it yesterday, 38 minutes.
38 minutes.
Yeah.
You want to take the over?
I'm taking Well, I initially said 40 minutes.
Right.
No way he's going to last that long. it's the under. I'm taking the under.
The under. Henry?
I'm rooting for points here. I'm slamming the over. I don't even go over an hour.
Oh,
he's going to make everything back there. He's gonna fix the ice cream machine. McFlurry's for everybody.
I think the crowd will be thousands wanting to get the French fries that he made. Oh, my goodness. Will he come out with the fries and be throwing things and all that?
And there's so much preservatives in those things, too. They last.
Oh, they last for months, if not years.
Oh, no. We had a guy at Stern, John Hine, that actually had a Burger King burger that he placed in one of those, like, glass-covered plates.
Right.
It lasted, like, 20-plus years, and I think it's probably still there.
Well, I ate a fruitcake that was 53 years old when I was doing morning show at WWDB. Delicious.
Mm.
All right. Let's go to Jim in Wilmington. Hey, Jim, welcome in. What do you have today? No, Jim? He had daycare workers as a job that doesn't get. That's true.
For nap.
The great Joe of Exton. Joe, what's yours?
Yes. Hello, Dom. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
A job which is never spoken about and which gets no respect whatsoever is that of gravedigger for a municipal cemetery.
Wow, very specific. So, Joe, what do you
think? Why specifically the municipal cemetery?
Yes, why that, Joe?
Say again, Don, what?
Yeah, why the municipal cemetery?
Well, I have to differentiate it. It could be any cemetery or belonging to a city.
Okay. And Joe, what gravedigger theme were you thinking of? Maybe Hamlet?
No. Just thinking of my grandparents were buried, and my uncles and aunts. They, I go to the cemetery, you know, like every year to pray at their grave. And, you know, it just occurred to me that these guys who work here are never respected.
Yeah, not an easy job. Great point. Oh, my God. Well, I'm not sure. They better have better equipment in the wintertime.
Oh, could you imagine?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Richie Hebner was a grave digger before he became a great hitter. Can you imagine that job for the Pirates?
Huh.
I think he played for the Phillies a little bit, too. You don't read that too much. Yeah, it's either this or I'm digging graves. Oh, man, that's a pretty good one. All right, right now, though, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
That is right. Today we're playing for a pair of tickets to see Weird Al Yankovic at the Mann Center in Philadelphia on July 19, 2025. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah, Dom. Today, we're talking about a guy who, on this date in history, put out a song that was for a film, right? And it went on to win a bunch of, he won an Oscar, an Academy Award for this, but he also has a bunch of Grammys, Dom. And we're doing a cover song. I want to know who today's cover artist is. King of a genre I very much enjoy, I gotta say. Take a listen.
Was pretty good until you know it's right, Dan. This again, when you choose songs like this, it's like sacred ground. That's a great song.
One album of the year for the Grammys. He also has four other Grammys and an Academy Award, as I stated. We want to know who the cover artist is, Dom, today, who on this day started a number one run that lasted for weeks with a song that was written for a film back in the early 80s.
855-839-1210. You're off to see Weird Al Yankovic. Jump on that. We'll get a winner. And more of your calls coming up. In this report today, your comments on that. Again, that's the first comment from the head of the Secret Service. Well, the pay raises, Cully, I'm looking at doing that, and the people in the field and all. How in the world does an American institution like that allow crooks to get on that roof? It is unforgivable. You can have no faith in these people. I don't have any whatsoever. And I'm tired of the deflection. Yeah, well, look at the courage protecting Trump. We get all that. But we also want extreme competency here of looking at any possibility. It's just not there. And if they're not paid enough, I agree. Is that what he's saying? 855-839-12.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
10.
It's done. Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, who is covering this classic song?
Call out the instigators, because there's something in the air.
Pretty weak cover from this yacht rock legend, Dom, Academy Award and Grammy Award winning artist here.
Is it a female or male?
It's a male.
Oh, my God.
It's a fair question, though. It's asked often when you hear a lot of his music.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I thought it was definitely a female. My God. All right, who's doing that? Let's go. You have a thing with yacht rock, too, that's never ending. It's amazing. Mike in the Northeast. Mike, who's covering that song?
I'm going to say Christopher Cross.
Yes, guilty as charged. Let me put you on hold, Mike. Enjoy Weird Al Yankovic, July 19, 2025. Boy, we're planning way down the road here. Yep, that one started.
I'm telling everybody who wins to set reminders for themselves.
Oh, yeah,
make
exactly.
sure you remember you're going to this.
Yeah, exactly. We'll get you on. Walter Kosk will show up knocking at your eyes this afternoon. You're okay.
Yeah, Christopher Cross there, Grammy Award winning and Oscar Award winning. This song behind us, you hear 1981, Dom. On this day began a 3-week chart run, number one on the U.S. singles chart for a song that he did for Arthur.
Very nice. Yeah. Stan knows his yacht rock.
I love yacht rock.
All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. I mentioned this earlier. The Inquirer, to their credit on this, they found a guy who is president of the sheet metal workers. This is in Erie, which is a real battleground in the presidential race here in Pennsylvania. And he leans Trump. And they talk about why a guy like this heading up this union that has endorsed Harris would still be leaning to Trump. And it's a lot of the issues we've talked about. But in here, the guy references Trump saying that immigrants coming through the border, they're taking your jobs. This will have a big impact on unions. And the Inquirer then puts their foot down, Dan, and says, economists generally agree that immigration benefits the economy and that a strong labor market is adding jobs for both immigrants and U.S.-born workers. Hey, Inquirer, take a look at the recent numbers every month that we get, and you'll see Native American workers are not seeing an uptick. It's people that have come to the country that are supplying that. How in the world, these people, alleged journalists, it's a fact-checking, putting in there, people should know, when the guy's talking about why he's leaning toward Trump. He's the president of the sheet metal there in Erie, and any number of these people are bolder out there telling you that Trump has broken through with union members. Okay, 855-839-1210, we get on board. Leslie is in Bryn Mawr on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Leslie, welcome in.
Aloha.
Aloha.
So I'm going to see Musk. I'm leaving here as soon as I finish this conversation with you.
Okay.
So I think it's kind of like expect the unexpected.
Yeah. Right? I mean, doing his own town hall, this is unusual.
Yeah, very.
Who do you expect the audience? You heard Dan and Henry. I can't see these guys are talking about at 4 o'clock in Folsom, Delaware County, are going to be there.
Who do you think will be there?
They were talking about they formally voted for Bernie. They're into tech. They're the bro thing that Trump's always doing podcasts with.
I don't really see that. I think it's going to be more Republicans.
Just Republicans in general. Bros. Yeah.
I think Republicans are already won over for Trump at this point, though. But you're right. In attendance, I think it is going to be all Republicans.
Yeah. I think people are more intrigued by Elon than the race itself.
Yes, I would agree with you on that. It's like, wow, the richest guy in the world, he's doing a town hall here. This is once in a lifetime. It sounds funny. I mean, I was shocked when he did Saturday Night Live. That monologue, very difficult to do. He was very good.
And did you see his interview with Tucker?
I did, yes.
Yeah. I mean, he's an intriguing guy. So I'm hoping I get to ask him a question. On the Kamala interview, did you notice, well, first of all, God forbid she wins because I can't listen to that voice for 4 years. Her octaves go up when she starts to get really aggravated.
Well,
and
the number of accents, too, thrown in there don't seem to be too genuine that I can tell.
No, I agree, but I don't think she threw any in last night. So she plays to her audience.
True.
If she's on with Charlemagne the God, we drop our INGs, but when we're on with Brett Baer, those INGs are very much there. So it's just interesting. And I think she really lost control. She really started to yell at him last night. And like Joe Concha said earlier, she is not fit for the office. She's not prepared. If she can't handle a Brett Baer interview, and he was not tough.
I mean, I differ with you. No, I got to say, he pushed back on her very well.
He pushed back, but that doesn't mean he was tough on her. He was just doing his job.
All right.
He's not used to the pushback.
I agree, but I would tell you, I give him a lot of credit. I think he was successful, and he really did push back.
I think he was great.
Yeah, exactly. What's your job that doesn't get respect?
This is kind of a tough one. It is a hospice care or end-of-life care worker.
Yes, that is, you can
tough
imagine.
Job.
How do you do that every day? Give hope to people and engage in that. That's a really good one.
They're very special people, that's for sure. They are gifts from God.
Without a doubt. Leslie, if you can stay on hold for a minute. I just had a question off air, and Dan will relay it to you in just a second, okay? I don't want to hold you up. I'll put you on hold.
Yep.
All right, thanks, Leslie. Very good one. All right, we'll get some more coming up, 855-839-1210. You get in. Hey, this year, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving you a chance to win big every Thursday night with FanDuel Squares. It's the same Super Bowl Squares game you've always known, only way better. That's because your numbers are not just randomly assigned. You get to pick them yourself. You can pick as many as you like. You'll get to see the odds beforehand. You can bet them live during the game. So what are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Dom. Bet on Squares. Plus, if you're new to FanDuel, you can bet $5 to get $300 in bonus bets if you win. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. You have to be 21 plus. Present in Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem. 1-800-GAMBLE. All right. Dom Giordano, the Yacht Rock. Dom Giordano's show. I got this earlier, Dan. I had trouble reading it on a text, real small print. But one of our sources, really inside the election, I don't want to say his name on this, but and now it's starting to break out. This long letter by someone threatening various public officials in the suburbs who they believe are Trump supporters. And the guy gets in there and says, the election of Trump would trample on my rights. You do that at your own peril. Here's the thing. When we get into this threat, that's a threat. And more that goes on with this. You have the right to push back against, this goes for everybody. But these, when we had Al Schmidt on the show last week, these people calling, making threats, whatever, we're not doing enough to track them down and to prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. We got to do a better job on this. And I'm not sure why. Maybe it's more difficult than I think. But you're going to see this one. I just saw it online now. People claiming, we've had it here, that these people may try to take some action. The guy curses at them and says, you do this at your own peril. They're in the suburbs. I would say, and I'm disappointed, Dan, you know this, I think I told you, I'm disappointed in the Delaware County guys. Remember, we had them on. Henry went to great length, I don't know, Monday or something. Was it Monday? We had it on after the incident. We're in their office in media and maybe a couple of other places. People came in screaming at them, cornered these women into a situation. One of them had to come in to the rescue. They report it to the police and nothing happens. Is this acceptable? Finally, the Inquirer vaguely reported on it. If this had been Trump people doing this, there would be a Marine group here to patrol and take them out. Got to go after this more. Got to push harder and demand that nobody has a right to engage. It's not protest. Breaking into offices, cornering people. That's not protest. You're trespassing at best. So we're on this story as far as this threat letter that was sent to various officials here that may be pro-Trump. And we'll let you know if they've sent it to authorities. I'm unaware of that or not. Dan, I'll tell you who to get on tomorrow about this because, you know, we need his permission. I think he'll say yes, but just to get people a sense of what should happen here. And let's see what the media says about it. That's all that we hear. And look, I feel for Al Schmidt. There were death threats. Track them down, every single one of them, threatening his kids. Well, I don't like what he did in 2020. Everybody knows that. I didn't like some of the answers in the interview the other day. But we have to be rigid. When people are making threats, we have to go after them with every force of law that we have. I don't care if it's 100 of them. Let's adjudicate all of it. That's not First Amendment. There's a big difference here. You go anywhere near threatening, Dan, I told you that, with the Bugle Boy, right? I let it go. Then he started to bring Ro, DJ, and Luke into it. And you know my policy on that. That's it. It's over. As soon as you mention their name, yeah, buddy,
no family.
That's it.
Get out of here.
They're civilians. I'm a big mouth bloviator. I accept that.
Get them out. Get them out of here.
Right. And that's when the Dignitary Squad met with him. And that's when he said he had to listen. And they said, come on. You just can't listen then. No, doesn't go that way. All right, let's go to Joe, who's listening in Iowa, a truck driver. Hey, Joe. Welcome in. Well, how do you see the campaign as you go across the country, Joe?
Well, I travel in a lot of different states. I deliver new vehicles across the country. I called you a couple months back to tell you about the illegals I was seeing in the hotels and stuff. I don't know if you remember or not.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you go through the small town. I'm in the middle of Iowa right now in the Corn Belt near Cedar Rapids. I'm on U.S. Route 30. I see most of the little towns, nothing but Trump signs in the lawn. All the farm signs. You go in the little, in the towns that are a little bigger along the river, along the Mississippi and stuff where I'm going. And it's kind of a mixed thing. You pull into some of the places and you got some people with a Harris sign on the thing. But I talked to a lot of people in airports and just in general. I think there's a wave coming that we just not seeing. I really do. Because everybody I talk to doesn't like, they want to vote for Trump.
Well, Joe, I would say I see a Trump win coming. I don't see a wave, though, because, in a place like Pennsylvania, which is going to determine all this, it's a very diverse, there are pockets, big pockets for Harris. But Trump is going to win based upon what we're seeing right now. Every indicator is it's a drip, drip, drip of more and more men toward Trump, and she's stagnant with women, and I think that's what's going to happen.
Well, I seen 4 years ago, I wasn't out as much. I haven't, the lawn signs and everything and the banners are just way more than they ever were before. That's what I'm seeing. And it's most of the rural areas of the country that I go through.
Yeah.
Along the interstates and everything, you see it everywhere. Even in Texas, I mean, the big farms, they have huge signs out on the front of the pastures and stuff. You know, Trump, Vance 2024. So,
hey, Joe, we want you to be our eyes and ears out there. You don't call in enough. We need to get more of these updates. And what's your go-to meal, Joe, on the road? Where do you go? Where do truckers go? What's the meal?
Well, I'm a meatloaf and mashed potatoes guy when I can get it at a good diner.
Okay.
I try to find those off the side of the road a lot. And there's plenty of them out here around the country. It's not great for you to eat all the time, but it's one big meal of the day. I try to snack the rest of the day and not eat too much heavy stuff. So.
Gotcha. And Dan had a question for you, Joe.
All right, just on the flip side, then when you come home, are you a local guy usually? Do you live here? And what is it that you seek out when you come home?
I live in Chester County. And what I do is I deliver new trucks all across the country. So I fly, drive, rent cars and everything. I move from place to place taking new vehicles.
Oh, you're the guy we want to hear. Yeah.
So I see airports. I've been in 30 airports this year and, numerous places in a rent-a-car and all that kind of stuff. So I get to see a lot, just my eyes and out there looking around and talking to people in local stores. And, I walk into a local market or grocery store and you talk to the old guy sitting on the counter and that sort of thing. So I'm kind of like that guy that's, the Charles Kuralt guy that goes around, but I'm a truck driver. So
yeah, but Charles Kuralt had too many ladies on the side, apparently. That's why that Charles Kuralt on the road. And Dan, if you ever saw Charles Kuralt, he's the last guy in the world that I thought was womanizing. That was a great show, Joe. It's sad these women messed Charles up.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I'm 47 years married, so I'm pretty faithful to my wife at this point.
All right, Joe, what's your job that doesn't get enough respect?
Well, I'm going to tell you straight out, truck drivers that deliver food. Everything that goes into your grocery store has to come from a truck driver, and everything you eat every day, and they don't get enough respect. They're out there 7 days a week, 365 days a year, day and night, moving product around.
Gotcha, and, Joe. Joe, thank you, Joe. Don't be a stranger. Please, call us again. Come on, once a week at least. We need to hear from you.
Will do.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks very much. Dan, I would put
Joe on the road.
I would put the truck driver vote at about 99 to 1. The truck driver vote is like the Loeschel's cookie vote that's going on, Harris and Trump. Like, how many truck drivers you think are, oh, man, I can't wait to vote for Kamala Harris?
I mean, there's not many industries that have been affected as directly by Kamala's policies when you have these shipping disasters and such. And you know, I can only imagine they're all Trump fans at this point.
But remember, they got Tim Walz.
Oh, yeah.
How is Tim Walz, you know, I'd love to go. The guy is almost loading the shotgun against his crotch. And then saying, oh, you know, he knew what the shotgun was, but a lot of times that the ammo doesn't go.
Yeah, I was just saying, it's lucky he didn't misfire there.
Oh, man. Yeah. It was brutal. Yeah. Elizabeth in Chester County. Elizabeth, afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. My vote is for a dentist because my father practiced dentistry for almost 60 years, and he always said, in my next life, I'm going to come back as a hairdresser because everyone is always happy to see you, and they never cancel their appointment.
Yes. So, now, I would say this, though, Elizabeth. I think it's changed a little bit because he was a dentist a little while ago when it was less pain-free. You know what I mean? Now that they have better techniques. Because I agree with you. Before Dr. Benz, way back, I had a dentist who was great. And like Dr. Benz, his hands felt like a surgeon when he's working on you. And I said, why didn't you go into surgery? He says, oh, yeah. You know, and with dentistry then, your dad, that had to be tough because there's going to be pain. Yeah.
Well, there's some pain, and then you grow up with it, and so you have all these memories. Because he kind of serviced from family dentistry. You take care of everybody, and ultimately they always pull out that needle. And he was good. And you didn't really feel it, but you knew it was coming, and you knew the drill was coming. I know. There are other options, but it was fun. It's funny that he says that because his name was going to be Mr. Charles. Charles, the hairdresser. Yeah.
That is a great one. Thank you, Dan. Did you ever see a Marathon Man?
Nope.
Oh, yeah. Dustin Hoffman's character. Henry, you've seen it, I bet.
No, it's on my list.
Oh, you got to see it. Is it safe, Henry? Is it safe? And they kept on into the mouth with Dustin Hoffman.
Really a quote?
Is it safe?
Is it safe, Henry? Is that what they say?
Is it safe?
But they don't say Henry.
No, they don't say.
Oh, okay. I was going to pull it.
They say, is it safe for the Dustin Hoffman's character? And it's the most famous actor. I'm trying to picture his name. The end of his career that plays the Nazi war criminal. Roy Schneider is on to him. Dustin Hoffman.
Laurence Olivier.
Sir Laurence Olivier. And Dustin Hoffman is the brother. And they think he knows something, too. So they're torturing him. Takes out his dental tools. Ugh. Oh, man. All right. That's not happening, though. That's the point I was making it with Elizabeth, with Dr. Benz, because not only have we seen great strides with dentistry, but with Dr. Benz, I tell you, just even the smallest things, like taking an x-ray, the stuff they used to use versus what Dr. Benz uses, just to make it more comfortable in your mouth. So if you have fear, anxiety, there's a great number of people that do. I've actually seen it myself. When I go to Dr. Benz to meet with him to see what he's up to, or just my own care, they make it a much better experience. It's the staff. It's Dr. Benz. Told you the story.
Is it safe?
Yeah, there you go. And Hoffman doesn't know what they're talking about. I had a permanent tooth put in the past. You know, dom, clomp, 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 brush. No. None of that stuff. It fit perfectly. That's the 3D printer. That's the art of it. So you will get great dental care. And the thing I like the most with Dr. Benz, you will get buy-in that you're going to say, yeah, I can do this. And if you do, Dr. Benz is going to say, this is how we're going to go. Each individual with a plan. You don't get that anywhere else. Dentists routinely send their more difficult situations to Dr. Benz. So get to the BenzDentalGroup.com right now to get your appointment to see what he's about or call them. 610-272-6949. It's the Benz, BENTZ, dentalgroup.com or 610-272-6949. 49.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That's right. Dom's Lightning Round, sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo. Right now, lease a 2025 XC40 for only $435 per month for 36 months. See store for details. We know they always go the extra mile for their customers because relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. All right, hit us on the side question. A job that does not get enough respect, like Trump, working the Big Fryer, 38 minutes is the over and under, someplace in Philadelphia on Sunday. Bill in Bucks. Bill, what is the job?
The job is wastewater repair person.
Yeah, okay.
It's a dirty job there.
Very dirty job. Yeah. We should have called Mike Rowe up to get his word on this. It's always good to get him on. Tom in Marlton, wearing Hawaiian shirts all week. Tom, what's yours? Do you have an Hawaiian shirt on right now, Tom? Do you have an Hawaiian shirt on?
No, I'm actually still at work.
Oh, later on. Okay.
Yeah, later on when I'm relaxing.
Okay.
Hey, Don, when I used to work in construction, you know, we had to be around them every once in a while. And I used to get a headache because it is hot as anything, stinks like anything. And when that stuff gets on you, your clothes are done. These hot tar roofers.
Oh, yes. That's very tough, man, in the summer. Marilyn in Delaware, Talk Radio 1210. All right, Marilyn, what's yours?
Mine is the gentleman that answers the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know there's some wackadoodles that call in there. And we are opinionated.
Marilyn, yeah. I recognize that cigarette cough there. You are our food expert, right?
Yes, you do.
Exactly.
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
And I'm going to tell you. Trump is going to last only 15 minutes. You what? And Kamala, I'm a woman, and I'm telling you, women are waiting to vote in person.
All right. Gotcha. Dan, before your time, Joan Krajewski, great city councilwoman, all-timer. She was a Democrat on paper, but her sentiments were, you know, to be elected. All-time cigarette voice, all-time great voice. Dom, I'm telling you, we're going to win. Ah, how I miss her. That was when Philadelphia had characters. The Earl of Tacony. All right, Earl, where are you going here?
Well, thanks for reading my letter to Robin Schaefer. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Yes. And tar is bad, but pitch is worse. And I had an answer, but I decided that it's just too offensive to play on the air. But this one has an equally offensive joke. My answer is going to be a proctologist because of who you have to face every day.
All right. Don't you remember the Seinfeld thing about if you find a proctologist, plant yourself there. You'll hear stories you don't hear anywhere else. Doc, it was a 1-to-1,000,000 shot. All right, thank you. Bruce in the Northeast. All right, Bruce, what's yours?
Hey, Doc, as you know, out in Balakinwa, they have this thing called a radio tower farm.
Yes.
And the guy who maintains these massive radio towers, he's the guy who changes these little red flashing light bulbs and makes repairs. It's crucial because if these towers ain't maintained, we wouldn't be able to hear Dom Giordano bloviate over the air.
Or a plane would crash.
That's right. That's right. Well, Dave Scalish has to go out to the tower regularly. Domino Lane, I think there's still a bunch of them over there, Dan. That's where it used to be. And they, for some reason,
you ever
put
go
a
out
bunch
to one of their towers?
The one in Jersey, I think I took to once just to see what it was like. Yeah.
I went to one in the middle of a marshland in Jersey.
I'm getting an early signal here today, but okay.
No, you're not.
Okay. No, I think we need some time to talk about it today here a little bit. Henry, give me a couple contenders.
I mean, as much as I love Marilyn's answer,
yes.
Me, yeah. You know, because I get, you know.
I love the voice. The voice is one of a kind.
And it is every day. You know, you get at least one, two disgruntled callers that take it out on me. I'm not going to say my job is as tough as some of these others. So I will say Jerry and Wilmington's answer of Joe Biden's dog handlers. I couldn't get bit every day like that. And then I like Leslie's in Bryn Mawr's answer of hospice
care. The hospice
care.
Worker, yeah, one. Yes. One funny, one serious, one Dan.
Joe and Exton with Gravedigger.
Yes.
I thought was a good answer, but I'm also with Henry on the really touching answer of hospice worker from Leslie today.
I'm the guy with hospice worker, too.
All right.
Yeah, really. Thank God. I'm looking at Jimmy Carter, early voting, in line. He wanted to make sure he cast a vote for Kamala Harris, of course, but hospice people there with him. That's got to be, particularly if it's children, got to be, that's God's work. That's the only way I can phrase it. So thanks to all those people out there with a lot of heart. No, Linda Kearns, Dan, always tells me we have the easiest jobs. Well, at least me, right? She's doing the hard work of winning Pennsylvania. How hard is Scott Pressler's job? I mean, it's remarkable what he's doing, but he's a showman. He loves this.
Oh, yeah.
Walking up to people with the registration. He lives for it.
It seems like it'd be a fun job if you weren't doing it 24-7, 365
well,
on Scott.
Well, and the traveling. He's all over Pike County.
Always, yeah, always on the move.
I couldn't go to Pike County. I'm not going to Pike County and eating meatloaf at a diner, but he's doing that. All right, we are back tomorrow. We'll see what Elon Musk says today. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. Richie always next to take you home. And again, we'll have another great side question, Dom's Money Melody, tomorrow. And we're going to have a guest on who's filed the first lawsuit out there in Montgomery County against the Mr. Softy truck. And Henry, I'm going to beg them, saying, Your Honor, in court, when this comes up, this reminds me of a Mr. Softy truck. All right, if they do that, they're on my good side. Rich is next. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.